Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze, while in Jerusalem, the temperatures are pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has ended talks in Pakistan without an agreement, and Israel is preparing to attack energy facilities as of 4 hours ago. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation about Iran and Operation Roaring Lion, with U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks continuing in Islamabad earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reports that Netanyahu has vowed to continue action against Iran after what he calls historic gains, speaking just hours before the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks. Separately, the Forward notes that the Iran ceasefire is teetering as the IDF continues to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon, with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed, in earlier reporting. And finally, JTA says Iran and European leaders believe the ceasefire should also include Lebanon, as noted in an earlier report. Here's what people are saying online. First Squawk reports that two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz have resumed their course after the failure of U.S.-Iranian talks, writing just minutes ago. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs posted that a Hezbollah cell was caught plotting to attack religious figures in Damascus, highlighting ongoing Iranian regime activities, writing earlier today. Priti Patel, a British politician, posted today criticizing Iran for its human rights record, highlighting its new role in shaping UN policy on women's rights. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Pakistan, Ynet reports that after 3 rounds of negotiations, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance announced the lack of any agreement with Pakistan on the Strait of Hormuz issue. This development raises concerns about potential conflict escalation in the region, affecting energy security worldwide. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, the Jerusalem Post states that Netanyahu addressed the public amid ongoing ceasefire talks in Islamabad, emphasizing Israel's strategic objectives against Iran. These remarks come amid heightened tensions and could influence the diplomatic landscape significantly. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Netanyahu's vow for continued action against Iran. After claiming significant achievements, he remains steadfast in his approach despite the recent collapse of U.S.-Iran talks. This stance could further complicate efforts towards regional stability. The Forward provides insight into the military situation. The IDF's ongoing operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon, as reported, are part of a broader strategy to counter threats from Iran. With the Strait of Hormuz closed, regional trade and security dynamics remain in flux. Finally, JTA underscores the diplomatic angle. Iran and European leaders are pushing for a comprehensive ceasefire that includes Lebanon. This could pave the way for broader peace talks, but challenges remain as military actions continue. On the economic front, CTEC shares insights from Verd Raviv Schwartz of Gesty, discussing the need for startups to evolve continuously, part of the Growth Plus project with Poalim Tech. Separately, Ynet Business reports on Israeli startups revolutionizing warfare with technologies like laser cannons and robotic systems, particularly in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Elon Musk's record-breaking plans for SpaceX, aiming for the largest IPO ever, with implications for global markets and Israeli tech investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.